WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelina Love.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie. And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And like the Backstreet Boys, we're back! It is the first live Rack of 2018, so hello to you all. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and well, if you get a quick second, check out our fine folks over at Gerwick.net and FightFood.com. And also, if you're listening to us over at RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or Gerwick.net, hi! Thanks so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Check out our very fine sponsors, Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211. Like I said, I'm Lindsay Ward. I'm joined, as always, by my fellow co-host slash handyman slash producer, Sir Rockin.
It is Boy Band Thursday right here on the Rack.
Is it all Backstreet Boys?
No, it's all boy band.
Can it just be all Backstreet Boys?
No.
But not all boy bands are created equal. You didn't put some of that 98 Degrees crap in here, did you?
Oh, hell no.
New Kids on the Block?
No, I got some NSYNC. And I have Omega's favorite song. Do you know Omega's favorite song?
No, what's Omega's favorite song?
Okay, it's not really his favorite song. It's the song he hates the most. Mmm-bop.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Go get me New Kids on the Block.
I have to go get you New Kids on the Block?
Go get me New Kids on the Block.
Why?
Because it's New Kids on the Block. If you're going to do boy bands, you have to do New Kids on the Block.
You can follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show. We're at Lindsay Ward. Tweet us throughout the night. Or you can come over to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Gerwick.net, as she mentioned before. And you can interact with us there. You can buy us coffee on the Wild Talk Radio Twitter, because that would be greatly appreciated.
Wait, why are we people buying us coffee?
It's not actually coffee. It's like you're donating, giving us money.
But I want the coffee.
And I want the money.
We can't do both?
Not at this point, no. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Everything helps, especially right now. So anyway, we're here, we're live, it's Backstreet Boys and Boy Band Thursday on the Rack. And I guess I have to go find some New Kids on the Block while she tells you what we're doing on the show tonight.
That's right, we've got a super stacked show for you. We've got lots of news as we come into 2018. We are going to be talking, well, you know, we've got a discussion because there's no pay-per-view. Yay! So we're going to be filling you in all about the brand new Mixed Match Challenge that's going to be airing on Facebook for WWE. We're going to break down the teams because they've all been announced. We're going to break down the bracket because, yes, it's been announced. And we're going to give you our thoughts and maybe do a little pick'em with it. We'll have to see. And we'll have everybody's favorites, which are Tweet of the Week, SmackDown, NXT, and, well, NXT's going to be special this week because I got to go to NXT.
Yeah, which is why we weren't live last week.
Which is why we weren't live last week, and I had really good seats.
At some point, I need to put those pictures up on our Facebook.
Maybe. Might be good.
Might be good. So we'll get to that this week. Yeah, at Rack Radio Show on the Facebooks. Like us. Follow us on Twitter at Rack Radio Show.
So I say we don't waste any more time and we jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at Gerwick.net. And, well, we've got some big news that we have to talk about. It's huge news.
Huge.
The wrestlings have been reunited. So sorry, Joey Ryan, but Mrs. Wrestling is officially headed to WWE. That's right. Candice LeRae has signed with the company.
Hey. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't she at the NXT TV tapings last week?
She was. She did a dark match.
Wouldn't that be an indication she was signed?
She was adorable as hell. Yes, that would be an indication she was signed.
Passed her all her tests in Pittsburgh?
Maybe.
Sounds like a new contract to me.
Sounds like a new contract. So yeah, very exciting. No word yet on if she's going to NXT or she's going straight to the main roster. There is no word if she's in the Women's Royal Rumble, but you never know with that one. So we'll have to wait and see with her, but the good news is she is officially signed, which I don't think this is a huge shock to anybody. With Johnny being in WWE, it makes sense for Candice to follow, but she may not have for a while, so she could have held out until things got better for her.
She also probably had a lot of dates she had to fulfill on the indie scene, so
probably.
And even that, those were cut back here in the last few months, but she fulfilled all her obligations, the good timing. She just got a shirt at Hot Topic, so we'll see how long that one lasts. So if you wanted her shirt from Hot Topic, you might as well get it now before it's taken away from you because of WWE.
Yeah, it might be a limited run.
Yeah, so there's that. So it's cool. No word if they'll be paired together. I can imagine they would be paired together, and a certain someone who's on Lindsay's fantasy team could probably play a part in why she is making her return if they're united.
Who's on my fantasy team?
The other husband.
Oh, right. Him. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Actually, I was more thinking because of Andrade Cien Almas and Zelina Vega that, you know, Candice could come in and help her husband, you know, basically beat up Andrade for him.
That could help too.
So, yeah, that could happen. That could totally happen. Also, an exciting addition to WWE and possibly NXT is that Gabe Sapolsky of ROH fame has been officially hired as a consultant by WWE.
He's been unofficially consulting for a while now as the building blocks between WWE and Evolve have sort of, or WWN have evolved. And now he's officially going to be part of the staff, probably working with Triple H in some fashion down the road in NXT. It's just another mind to have, and he's been in the business so long, it benefits all parties involved.
Exactly. So, congratulations to Gabe. And, well, since he's in multiple stories, let's go ahead and do the Blame Brents.
All right, let's do the injury roundup.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulder snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
By the way, I like how we say, let's do the Blame Brents, and he pops up online.
Spidey sense.
Spidey sense. He knew we were getting ready to talk to him, or talk about him, not to him, about him. Although we can talk to him. Hi, Brent!
If he's listening.
If he's listening. He's probably not, but he may listen later. So, hi, Brent! Anyway, we have one Blame Brent this week, and that is, tragically, and, well, not so good for his fantasy team, Samoa Joe.
Yeah, Samoa Joe suffered a plantar fascia rupture or injury, which is sort of a thing on the bottom of your foot. The recovery time could be anywhere from 2 weeks to 12 weeks. So, plantar fascia injury is officially...
Hashtag Blame Brent.
Yes, no word on how long it will take him to heal, and there is no word on WrestleMania, but as of now, he's officially out of the Royal Rumble, as everybody probably figured out. So, sorry, Joe, but not everything is lost for Joe.
No, but before you go to that, it was real because he had to be removed from the Mixed Match Challenge, which we'll talk about in the second segment. All right.
Yeah.
Not as all is lost. Why is that?
Because, well, Samoa Joe is more than meets the eye. He's going to transform, possibly even in his time off, because he has a brand new role in the brand new Transformers animated series.
Transformers Power of the Primes animated series, to be exact. He'll be Predaking, voicing that character for the new Transformers series. I can quote Omega on this. He wishes it was for a better show because the first two installments were dog crap.
Great.
Well, if anyone knows Transformers...
I was going to say, he is the official source of Transformers. So, you know, he's the be-all, end-all of Transformers.
YouTube.com/TGOmega. So there's that. That's a cool gag.
It is a cool gag.
He joins Ron Perlman and Mark Hamill.
It's not a bad cast, especially with Mark Hamill in it. The legend that he is, so
it's cool.
He may be in good hands.
He may be in very good hands, so that'll be something he'll be doing on his time off.
Yay.
But speaking of voices, John Cena is now going to be a voice of a cartoon character as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he is going to be a part of Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He's going to join that cast for Nickelodeon.
But that isn't all John Cena's up to, is it?
Oh, no. There's more.
But wait, there's more.
He'll be executive producing the new game show, Keep It Spotless. For Nickelodeon. As well, he'll be returning as host of the Kids' Choice Awards.
My goodness, he's staying busy. And on top of all that, somehow he's going to get married.
He's going to get married. He's starring in a film, which we discovered on The Rack Extra, Total Divas. Go check it out right now or after the show at rockradioshow.com.
Chicken blockers.
Blockers. It's just blockers.
But I like calling it cock blockers because it has a cock on it.
Yeah, it's a rooster. Want to know more? Go listen to the show.
Go listen to us freak out about the name of the movie. Because we did. We legit freaked out.
We did, because we saw the commercial. Wait, what's he doing? So there's a whole segment on that show about it. All right, so there's that. So congrats to John Cena. He's a lot to do.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. But, well, so do Miz and Maryse.
Do they now?
Yes, they do, because it was announced that Miz and Maryse are getting their own show, a spinoff from Total Divas, but it's going to be on the WWE Network. It will not be on E.
It's not on the WWE Network.
Oh, not on the WWE Network.
And it's not on E.
Where is it?
USA.
Ah! Okay. All right, I missed that part. Never mind. Fake news. They are going to be on USA, which that's pretty cool.
It will be a 6-episode half-hour series featuring the duo, who are both known for being larger than life in both in and out of the ring as they start a family. As an exclusive television home for WWE flagship programming, USA Network decided to give the passionate fan base even more of the two of WWE's most colorful superstars, the Miz and Maryse. The show will be called Miz and Mrs. Get it?
Ding.
Get it? In an intimate behind-the-scenes glimpse at this iconic couple, they face one of the most exciting challenges yet, becoming parents. It will be a docu-series for the 2 6-episodes USA Network this year.
I'm excited for this. I'm beyond excited for this. I've been asking for a spinoff series for a while now, and I finally get it. Very, very, very happy.
It's kind of amazing. It's interesting that it's not on E, but it's going to be on USA Network.
Probably either couldn't get it on E, or E's probably... Well, I mean, E's probably, like, at max for... WWE reality shows right now, because you've got Total Bellas and you've got Total Divas, and with neither of those shows showing a sign of going off the air, they probably can't fit the Miz show in, but it's good for USA, because you could do that as the after Raw or after SmackDown.
My gut tells me it'll be on after SmackDown. A couple of things, probably how this came together. This is just me piecing stuff together. The Miz, this is being produced by the same people who produced Total Divas, Total Bellas. It is also being produced by the people who produced The Real World and The Challenge. Recently, The Miz has been getting more involved with the show The Challenge. He's been hosted the reunion special, and he just recently hosted the entire season of The Challenge Champs versus All-Stars. Or Champs versus Stars. So he's more in line with that company again.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that was his way of, okay, we want this series, so I'll do this, you guys give us this. It's sort of interworkings. That's how this whole thing works. You do something for us, we'll do something for you, and you go from there. It's interesting it's on USA Network for this reason. They probably expect decent ratings from it.
They probably do. I mean, I would bet it gets decent ratings, especially if they promote it enough, but it's going to have to be really good, which, given how those two are together, it should be good.
And if you do it after SmackDown, you'll have you'll have the synergy lead-in from SmackDown. The audience should stay. That should lead to another 1.5 million people. If you can retain 1.5 million people, 1 million to 1.5 million people from SmackDown watching The Miz Show for a half hour, it's only 6 episodes, that's pretty you know, that's a nice bump. So in the months you need probably some ratings boost, that's probably when this will air. So, you know, that's the inner workings of it.
There you go. And, well, speaking of new stuff, The Miz and Mrs. isn't the only new thing WWE's doing, is it?
No, it's not. What are they doing?
They're also doing WWE VR.
Yeah, they're going to be broadcasting show highlights in virtual reality thanks to Next VR. The company is expected to produce 6 VR experiences this year, each slated to run about 10 minutes in length. They'll be available to watch free on the new WWE channel on the Next VR app following each event. WWE took its first crack at VR more than 2 years ago in a pact with Samsung. Since then, the virtual reality space has evolved, and VR has now potentially to not only super serve WWE fans with unique content, but become a real revenue stream, said Michelle Wilson, WWE Chief Revenue and Marketing Officer. The WWE event highlights will be free on the platform, and they're currently in talks with potential sponsors for virtual reality programming. So, there you go. It's cool. Different ways to see some stuff. They'll be doing 6 this year. They're going up to like 10 or 12 events. For each production, next week we'll work alongside WWE's TV production team, producing 10 to 12 customer virtual reality camera rigs at each event. They'll include cameras mounted right next to the turnbuckles in the ring, providing unique providing an unprecedented look at the WWE action. So that would explain why we saw this weird looking camera probably one of the events that was on the floor. That does make more sense. And why they had that speaker box thing too.
Mm-hmm.
That would explain it all. See? There you go. Alright, so there you go.
There you go. Figured it out!
Figuring it out on air. It's like, wait, that's why they... Yep, there you go. There you go.
So wait, this means I can have virtual Bray Wyatt anytime I want him?
You know who you won't have virtually for a while is WWE Superstar Paige, and she has still not been medically cleared to return the ring, and most likely will be missing the Royal Rumble as of this point.
You didn't answer my question.
It is a shame that Paige will be out with injury because she just came back. So her being out longer term means the injury is more severe than originally thought.
Answer my question.
Time to make an impact, says Austin Aries, as he's returned to Impact Wrestling this past week at the television tapings. He is now part of the company once again. It is being reported. So this is sort of a spoiler, but it's not really a spoiler since they put it out on their own website and their own Twitter. But to be on the safe side, we will do it officially. So everyone, cover your ears for about 10 seconds as we drop the official...
Spoiler alert!
Austin Aries is the new Impact Wrestling Global Champion.
Spoiler alert!
Now you can go back and listen to what we're talking about now that you heard the sounder. So there you go. Austin Aries is back with the company. There's more talent coming in as well. If you want those spoilers, you can find them on the interwebs. But Austin Aries back with Impact Wrestling.
You still didn't answer my question.
Impact Wrestling is also working with a new partner to air some content, which is Twitch. People found out about that by having the ring apron say the word Twitch on it the other day. When the picture of the four-sided ring, yes, Impact's back with a four-sided ring.
They're making all kinds of changes.
They're making a whole bunch of new changes with the new regime. You want to learn more about these changes? Here's a good way to do it, Lindsay.
How?
You go to YouTube.com. You type in Rack Radio Show, and you click the conference call link that's posted on our YouTube channel.
You recorded it?
You can hear from Don Callis and Scott D'Amore. You hear the conference call now at YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show.
Hey! Ding! Actually, I do want to talk about this for a second because, you know, honestly, here's the thing. If you screw up and you take the wrong picture of the ring with the Twitch logo on it, you might as well just go ahead and drop the announcement. Because at that point, it's spoiled, right? So you just go ahead and drop it a day early. Just throw something out there. Oh, hey, by the way, we're working with Twitch. Because it's on the side of the freaking ring. What you don't do is take a picture of the ring, Photoshop it, and badly Photoshop the terrible Anthem logo over it and the Impact stuff over the Twitch logo and then put a drop shadow on it.
What you do is you walk to the other side of the ring, you take a photo of that ring.
Yeah, like y'all almost got away with it till you put the drop shadow on it.
Blame your X-Division champion for putting out a picture of the ring.
All his fault.
All his fault.
Yeah. So, exciting stuff for Impact. That's good news. And, well, I still may get virtual Bray Wyatt. Who knows? Because Rock still won't answer my question. But break time?
Yes.
Alrighty. So, when we come back, we are going to be talking all about the Mixed Match Challenge. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back. Fire,
the one desire, believe. When I say I want it that way, but we are too
can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen,
TNA superstar EC3, unbeaten world heavyweight champion, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Step by step, ooh baby, gonna get to you, girl. Step by step.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brett to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, WildTalkRadio.com, or RackRadioShow.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com, because they're amazing and they're awesome and we love them. And well, we're going to step-by-step our way over to the Mixed Match Challenge, because we have no pay-per-view this week. So that means we get a discussion. Yay!
By the way, you can go vote now, Rack Radio Show on Twitter. You can vote in our new poll.
And you can make sassy comments.
Yes, you can. Do you think WWE should provide a virtual reality Bray Wyatt for its fans to get a full Bray Wyatt experience? The choices are yes, follow the mother, or no, delete.
A VR Bray Wyatt would be completely lit, and not just because he has fireflies and a lantern.
So far, 75% of the audience says there should be a virtual reality Bray Wyatt.
Goddamn right they do. Y'all know what's good for you. You're going to vote for him. You need something.
So you can do so all week long at Rack Radio Show on the Twitters.
Bray doesn't win, we're going to have problems. Just saying.
Anyway, let's get into the Mixed Match Challenge.
So the teams have been announced. Speculation is over. I'm just going to run through them real quick, and then we can kind of go in and discuss. So for the Raw side, we have Finn Balor and Sasha Banks, The Miz and Asuka, Braun Strowman and Alexa Bliss, Goldust and Alicia Fox, Elias Sampson and Bayley, and Apollo Crews and Nia Jax.
Okay, where do you want to start? Oh, we got to do SmackDown here. Go ahead.
And for SmackDown, we have Shinsuke Nakamura and Natalya, Big E and Carmella, Sami Zayn and Becky Lynch, Jimmy Uso and Naomi.
Shocker.
Rusev and Lana.
Bigger shocker.
Bobby Roode and Charlotte Flair.
Woo!
Okay, you know what? We need to start with Braun Strowman and Alexa Bliss, because god damn, I never knew I needed that in my life until this happened.
Big guy, small girl.
The tall and the small. It's adorable. It's awesome. I need more of this.
The moment where she jumped up and punched his shoulder and it went, ooh, sweaty wrestler.
Yeah.
It's tremendous. And it's like,
it was awesome.
Follow me, big guy. We got this.
Like, he's so adorable. He is a huge teddy bear around her. It's amazing. He's like, don't worry, little one. I'll protect you. And it's just like, oh my god, I need this. I need this so much in my life. This is amazing.
I want him to carry her on his shoulders.
Yes, he just needs to carry her around. She's a goddess after all.
She is a goddess after all. The one and only goddess of WWE.
Ding. So let's talk about the not so fan happy pairing of Finn Balor and Sasha Banks. I think everybody wanted Finn and Bayley, because this is the first opportunity that we're really getting a chance to get Finn and Bayley, and then they purposely went against the grain and did Finn Balor and Sasha Banks, which I'm not terribly offended by this.
It's a good plan B.
It's a good plan B. I like it. They're gonna be interesting together.
They'll be interesting together. It's, you look at the pairings and you go, you see who's going to go far and who's not going to go far.
Yeah.
Just based on the pairings. So it's like, would Bayley and Finn work well? Yes. But you know they have more plans for Finn than Bayley.
Yeah, which is sad. Which is really sad. Up next, we have The Miz and Asuka. I'm kind of okay with this.
Out of all the pairings, I wasn't expecting this one, but it's an okay pairing.
It's different. It's, like you said, it is unexpected, but I like it.
Okay, what's next?
Up next, we have Goldust and Alicia Fox, which, honestly, this is where we started going into who's going to have the best prom proposal video, because they all filmed it and showed their reactions to everything. And Goldust and Alicia Fox is really cute. He was very confused when she burst in on him as he was putting on his makeup. He's like, what are you doing here? Why are you filming me? What's going on?
They were told that they would reveal who their partners were, but they weren't told who their partners were at that point. So, yeah.
So it was an actual surprise, which was pretty cute.
Yeah. I was worried that it would be Bayley and Goldust.
I think a lot of people were, but I'm okay with Goldust and Alicia Fox, because it's actually a fun pairing, and it's something that I think they're going to complement each other very well.
And then it brings us Elias and Bayley.
So Elias Sampson is replacing the injured Samoa Joe. Originally, it was going to be Samoa Joe and Bayley, and god damn it, Brent, how dare you ruin that for us? How dare you, sir? I will accept Elias and Bayley, but we could have had Samoa Joe and Bayley, y'all. We could have had it. This is why we cannot have nice things. Hashtag blame Brent. It's all Brent's fault.
Speaking of,
send all hate tweets to @KingKittens.
Speaking of being his fault, next one.
Up next, we have Apollo Crews and Nia Jax, because, well, replacing Enzo Amore is Apollo Crews.
Because Enzo got sick. which is an injury, and they pulled him because they were doing stuff that week to promote the show, and he was not cleared that week, thus, he was removed from the tournament.
Which, honestly, I'm okay with this. I'd rather see Nia with someone like Apollo Crews than Enzo Amore, because I'm 100% against that pairing. I just do not like that. It's like I would, you know, I'll take Apollo Crews in there all day long, because he's a fantastic performer, so I'm very curious to see what they do together, but she was having none of Titus Worldwide. None of it.
Especially Dana.
Especially Dana. She was like, I am so done with this crap. So on the SmackDown side, I'm just gonna go right back up. Shinsuke Nakamura and Natalya. This is a unique pairing.
The cats.
Meow.
That sums it up. Taya has no personality when she does selfies. And yeah, be interesting. Best technical team of the bunch.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
Okay, what's next?
Up next, we have Big E and Carmella. They got one right, where it was originally the New Day and Carmella, and then you vote on which member of the New Day she gets. And honestly, I was a little pissed by this, because it's like, no, she should get all three.
Trending videos are cool.
The videos are cool, yeah, but it's like, you know, she should be able to trade in and out with New Day, depending on who they're facing.
If they get past the first round.
If they get past the first round, which they may not, but they could also get put back in for the fan vote.
They could. But then there's another strong fan vote next one.
Oh, yeah. Sami Zayn and Becky Lynch. And I feel like this one wins best partner proposal. Is that a thing?
It's right behind Strowman and Bliss.
But Strowman and Bliss were just like put together in Kurt's office. I feel like Sami Zayn, actually, they went out of their way to do this because Becky Lynch is out signing for fans in the parking lot. And Sami Zayn is disguised as a fan. And then he reveals himself to her. He kept his clothes on. He just took off a wig. And he says, I need a partner for the Mixed Match Challenge. And Becky and Sammy get all excited because she's like, oh, we're gonna bring back the good Sammy. We're going to bring back the nice Sammy. And he's like, no, it's the same Sammy. We're going to bring out the best Becky Lynch. And she's like, yeah, sure, whatever. I'm going to save you because you're being stupid. But yeah, this was pretty adorable.
I want a lot of videos between the two. That's going to be amazing. I want to see him. He's going to turn Becky evil.
Which would be kind of awesome.
Going to turn her evil.
Or she's going to turn him good.
Probably it's going to be evil.
Probably. But yeah, this was absolutely adorable.
I really like the pairing, yeah.
It's a good call. Mm-hmm. And no surprise to anybody, the next two are, you know, pretty much expected when they got announced for the tournament, and that is the husband and wife teams of Jimmy Uso and Naomi and Rusev and Lana. I'm a little disappointed they did it like that. I would almost rather have had that at least somebody does not end up with their spouse. Like, I get why they did it, but it would have been cooler if they maybe had, you know, flipped it, and maybe Naomi and Rusev end up together, and Jimmy Uso and Lana end up together.
Yeah, but we gotta see how the show works and go from there, see what kind of chemistry they got.
Actually, Naomi and Shinsuke would be fun.
The dancing?
Dancing. Can you imagine Naomi and Shinsuke coming out dancing together?
Can you imagine Shinsuke glowing?
Yes.
And if you can't, you can go to WWE 2K18 and watch him glow.
Ding! And last but certainly not least, wooing their way into the Mixed Max Challenge is Bobby Roode and Charlotte's Flair. They do not have the most extra epic goddamn entrance and matching robes that we have ever seen. This whole thing is a waste.
Yeah, pretty much. They want to be the robe warrior, so, you know, they gotta have epic robes.
They have to, and they have to have a really good entrance. That's just nothing will be accepted. Nothing else will be accepted. I'm just throwing that out there right now.
He also needs help with his woos.
Yeah, she can help him with that. She can woo him.
Woo!
So, alrighty, do we want to do a quick pick'em and...
Yeah, let's make some picks.
All right, so week one, we have Balor and Banks versus Shinsuke and Natalya.
Because men wrestling men, women wrestling women, and in case you're wondering, what do people win at the end of this? They win $100,000 donated to the charity of their choice.
Which is pretty cool.
Which is pretty cool. Also, because I'm stalling trying to figure out my pick, WWE Mixed Match Challenge will air on the WWE Network for the UK audience on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern. So I want to get that tippet in. I'm going Finn and Sasha. Sasha beating Natalya more specifically.
Now, can it be Raw versus Raw and SmackDown versus SmackDown?
Yep.
Okay, then yeah, I'm going to go Finn and Sasha.
All right, next.
The Miz and Asuka versus Big E and Carmella.
Carmella taps out to Asuka.
I really want to pick Big E and Carmella because I really want them to go far, but yeah, Miz and Asuka.
Next.
Braun Strowman and Alexa Bliss versus Sami Zayn and Becky Lynch.
I really want to pick Sami and Becky. Because, like, problem. Here's the problem. I feel like I'm picking on Raw. But they're the better teams at this point. I'm going Strowman and Bliss.
I feel like Sammy and Becky are going to break down, or Kevin's going to do something with it, or something to that effect, where there are going to be issues with Becky and Sammy. That they're not going to have it together, and Braun Strowman and Alexa Bliss are going to take their advantage, unless Becky taps Alexa.
Okay. She could.
She could.
But I don't see it here.
Yeah, I don't see it here. So I'm picking Braun Strowman and Alexa Bliss.
All right, let's go back up a second. We did Balor and Banks versus Miz and Asuka, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who wins that?
I'm going to say Miz and Asuka.
I'm going Miz and Asuka as well. All right. So just so we know where we're at with the tournament. Next, what's the week four?
Week four is Goldust and Alicia Fox versus Jimmy Uso and Naomi. It's glow time, y'all.
SmackDown finally gets its first win. So that would mean it's Glow Time versus Strowman and Bliss.
Yes.
Who you got?
I'm going to say Strowman and Bliss.
Yeah, which then leads it to Miz and Asuka versus Strowman and Bliss.
That's a really hard one. If Miz gets pinned, does that count as a loss on Asuka?
I don't know. That's the key in this. Because I want to go Braun and Bliss.
The only way I see Miz and Asuka beating Braun and Bliss is if Asuka just taps Alexa. Because I feel like that's where they're going with this, is that's how they're going to do Alexa and Asuka and start to build that up, is Asuka taps Alexa while she's still champion, and that gives Asuka the number one contendership.
But if this match happens, it's 2 weeks before WrestleMania.
Okay. Makes it even better. I mean, Alexa and Strowman have to go out at some point. I think going to week 10 is perfectly acceptable. Or, no.
Yeah, it'll be week 10.
Week 10, yeah.
So you're going opposite me on that one.
I'm going Miz and Asuka.
I'm going Strowman. All right, just remember that for the final. Okay. That's your final, and that's my final on that side. All right. Week 5.
Week 5 is Elias and Bayley versus Rusev and Lana. I feel like it's going to be Elias and... Well, no. Rusev and Lana, because Rusev's getting over more.
Yeah, it's Rusev and Lana.
And then you do...
Bobby and Charlotte.
Yeah.
Over so Nia and Apollo.
So, all right, Rusev and Lana versus Charlotte and Bobby.
Charlotte and Bobby.
Okay, so now we go into week 11, which is Charlotte and Bobby versus a fan vote choice.
Which should be Becky and Sammy.
Yes, which should be Becky and Sammy.
And I still have Bobby and Charlotte going over.
Yes.
So in the end, we both have a Raw versus SmackDown in the end.
Which is what it should be.
Which is what it should be. I'm going Raw wins it. Do you go Raw wins it?
I've got it as Miz and Asuka versus Bobby and Charlotte.
Yeah, I have just have it Strowman and Bliss.
Mine's a little bit more difficult. If they're doing Asuka and Alexa at Mania, could they have Alexa cost Asuka and Miz?
They could, because this would be 5 days before.
Where Alexa somehow Miz gets pinned, because I think if Miz takes the pin, technically it doesn't count.
Because I think I've heard Asuka has lost tag matches before.
Yes, she has.
So it doesn't count as a loss.
Yeah, because she's not the one getting pinned.
She's never been pinned or submitted.
Yes, so that streak still continues. So yeah, I'm going to say that Bobby and Charlotte end up winning by interference from Alexa.
I have Alexa and Strowman beating Charlotte and Bobby, because here's my reasoning why I don't have Asuka in the finals there, because I would save the first encounter of Asuka versus Charlotte, not on the mixed match challenge.
Eh.
That's just my thoughts.
But the intriguing part of that could bring people onto it, mm-hmm, to see it. So there's two sides to it.
There are definitely two sides to it. It's just, that's just how I see the bracket going. Plus, I got a Braun Strowman fantasy and I kind of want him to go far. There is a little bias in my picking.
Bias! So bias!
Damn right. I want the points, damn it.
But we're letting Mike win.
No one said I agree to that strategy.
But it's so he can win.
Yeah, he gets no confetti from me.
Aw, that's so mean.
And your point is what?
So mean. Anyway, what are your picks? Do you want to play in a WTR Pick'em for the Mixed Max Challenge? Tweet us, Facebook us, email us, text us, whatever. Send us your picks. This is unofficial, but you know, if you win, you get bragging rights, so give it a try. It's Wild Talk Radio or Rack Radio Show on all the socials.
I could give a prize, but no.
We are not giving out that prize. This is a family-friendly show. But if you want the non-family-friendly prize, Facebook us.
Tune in to see Raiders Saturday Night to be nice.
Anyway, we're going to take our second and final break of the evening, and when we come back, We're going to be talking all about SmackDown, NXT, and we've got Tweet of the Week. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
And about when your favorite WTR program is on the air, don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were Fandangoing, Yes, Let's Go Cena, Cena Sucks, and What's Up? Sub, what's your pick?
I think I picked Cena Sucks.
No, you didn't.
No, you're great.
Great. I love these picks.
Sub, you picked Yes, Yes, Yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel Bryan. Yeah. Why did I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick.
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel Bryan yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to chain the Cobra.
No, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he picked the snake charmer. No. No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year, Sub.
I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations. You picked the winning one today.
Yeah.
Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get them on the bottom? Can I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl trick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
All right, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate, everyone picked CB Radio and WTR picked. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait. Down. I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I
think something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls. I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Yo, sick and tired of hearing all these people talk about what's the deal with this pop life and when is it gonna fade out? The thing you got to realize, what we're doing is not a trend. We got the gift, the melody, we're gonna bring it till the end. Come on now.
About the car I drive, what I wear around my neck.
All that matters.
Don't you recognize that it's just about respect?
It doesn't matter.
How the clothes I wear and where I go and why.
welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadio.com, or RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FiveBook.com as well, because they're awesome and we love them and you will too. And well, that pop life ended in what, 2005? When Justin Timberlake went solo, something like that. So sorry, y'all, you didn't have it right. But you know who does have it right? Twitter, because Twitter is never, ever, ever going away. So let's do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty, this is a shameless self-promotion tweet on my part because I have to talk about it anyway. Trent Seven. So, he put a little something out on Instagram that said, paint me under the picture. So, well, what do? I take the picture into Photoshop, I cut him out, and I stick him in a classical painting, which is Feast of the Gods, by the way, in case you're interested. So there's Trent Seven with the belt on his lap, probably looking like he's drunk and possibly naked amongst the gods as they feast. I tweet this out, I Instagram this out, he likes it, don't think anything of it, and then the next thing I know, a friend is tweeting me going, oh my god, he put your thing out, and this is what he said. It's competition time, then. This is from Instagram at Lynn's Ward. Exquisite brushworks and all your work in, and I will pick a winner and a top quality prize tomorrow evening, and there's my picture. So, yay! He never did pick a prize. Or a winner, but that's okay. Or he did, and I didn't win. But, either way. Yay! So Alexa Bliss tweeted out, pink pigtails, where have I seen that before? Hashtag SmackDown Live. Liv Morgan responds, nowhere, because they're purple. Nia Jax responds, don't trip, bestie. You're the top of the mountain. Imitation is bound to happen. You are untouchable with what you have done. Let her have the scraps. Liv Morgan responds and goes, Nia, I think you want my scraps. Just in case anybody doesn't know, Liv Morgan and Enzo Amore were a thing for a hot minute till he cheated on her. So Nia Jax does indeed want Liv Morgan's scraps.
How you doing?
Burn. Burn, burn, burn. Renee Young. Fig Newtons deserve respect. Click Chick asks Renee Young, why do you smile a lot more for AJ, Reigns, Rollins, and others than you do with Dean? Don't try denying it, because I see it every time you interview them. And she replies, because I'm secretly in love with them. Please don't tell my husband. Drew Gulak Fan Club tweets out, KO's music hits, at Renee Young, nope. Hashtag SmackDown Live. And she responds, deuces. Let it be said that Renee Young is one of the smartest commentators on that staff, because she gets the hell out of there when trouble starts.
Yep.
She knows better. So that's all I got.
Michelle Fishman, asking for advice on the internet, it always goes something like this. Hey guys, I love this shirt, but I can't decide between red or blue. Internet, forget the shirt. Here's a book about giraffes that you should get instead.
Yep. Basically.
Not Sports Center. Raiders, we'd like you to come coach our team. John Gruden, I haven't coached in 10 years, and I like it at ESPN. Raiders, you said you wanted a 10-year contract. Works for us. Gruden, no, I said, Raiders, how's the $100 million sound? And then it's a gif of him signing. Not SportsCenter, Raiders have scheduled a Tuesday news conference to introduce John Gruden as their head coach, a man they feel will help them make them the favorite to win the 2001 Super Bowl. Don Callis. I would like to announce that Brandi Rhodes has been hired as the play-by-play commentator for New Japan World. We wish real Kevin Kelly the best in his future endeavors. Kevin Kelly replied, bring that up when you're fantasy booking your eFed or whatever that is. See you in Barrow on the 27th, pal, at New Japan World. So he's calling Impact Wrestling an eFed, just so people are aware. Aiden English. He's going to give us some history. Ready? On this day in history. It was Rusev Day.
Was it?
It was. Rachel McCauley, took my son to the Please Touch Museum tonight. The purchase was flagged by my credit card. Get your mind out of the gutter, Capital One. That's just so wrong.
But funny.
It is. That Sports Center report, inspired by Marcus Mariota, the Browns are now looking for their next QB to be able to hand the ball to himself, block for himself, catch for himself, play defense for himself, kick for himself, and ideally coach for himself.
He can do it.
WWE brought breaking news about Enzo Amore defending the cruiserweight title. Drew Gulak, can't wait to watch a certified G wipe the floor with Goldust's new friend on an international live broadcast. Goldust replied, eat a Tic Tac. I can smell your whole being from my phone. Hashtag Mark. Gulak replied, my dental hygiene is impeccable, you uncultured swine.
Oh my.
Goldust replied, maybe you can do a PowerPoint presentation for me on your dental hygiene. He goes, I would love to. Not SportsCenter. The Panthers and Cam Newton discussing his injury on the sideline. Panthers, are you okay? What's 2 + 2? Cam Newton, Donald Trump? Panthers, he's fine. Cinnamon. Bailey. 5 years ago today, I walked through the doors at FCW for the first time. Nicole Matthews, holy time flies. Bailey goes, right? Seems like just yesterday I beat you and Portia up so bad at my first shim weekend. And Nicole Matthews goes, whoa, 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 whoa. Just because you are far, far more famous than me doesn't mean you can change history. It was a fact Bailey won that match. Just so people are aware. Drew McGarry, top front runners for president in 2020. Oprah, The Rock, Beyonce. Hey, what about Angelina? She seems to know her stuff. A Fast and the Furious sequel. The gif of that one dude blinking. Yep, all better than Trump. Jimmy Seafood, dear WWE, thank you for reuniting Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, and Finn Balor. Sincerely, the guys who feed your guys. Tremendous. Woken, Matt Hardy. Vanguard 1, track down that outdated ape that projected the obsolete Tron from my previous mortal vessel. Hack into their system to ensure this never happens again.
Somebody's a touch upset about their graphics.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Cody Personality goes, at Wendy's. What do you think about Impact Wrestling moving back to the squared ring? Wendy's, if you know our stance on cheeseburgers, we're a big fan of square. Impact, who are we to question the authority of Wendy's? We checked. The wrestlers vastly prefer four sides as well.
Hey!
Lance Storm, Wendy's has the best Twitter. Wendy's, are you being serious for a minute?
Somebody's whoever runs their Twitter is a wrestling fan.
And Cody Personality asks, what do you want to see at WrestleMania? Wendy's replied, Shinsuke versus AJ, please. Clearly. A pro wrestling fan.
Clearly a pro wrestling fan. A New Japan fan on top of that.
But that's Tweet of the Week.
Alrighty, well, let's get into a little SmackDown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown. Showdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So the wrestling dads are still going at it.
I don't like that they're fighting. I really don't like this.
No?
No, I don't like it. They need to get along, damn it.
But they're tired of getting along. They want to tear into each other. They don't trust each other. They're making Daniel Bryan like an evil guy.
I don't like that they're making Daniel Bryan evil.
I don't know if he's evil, but it feels like they're making him evil.
I feel like they're making him evil and Shane's actually the evil one, but they're turning Brian into the bad guy when it's actually Shane.
When it's actually Shane, yeah.
And that's a brilliant way to do it, is it Brian's actually, you know, trying to defend, you know, because it looks like Brian is playing favorites, but in reality, Brian is trying to do the right thing, but, you know, for the brand. Maybe.
Right.
We'll have to see. But yeah, Shane and Brian are continuing to build things up as we go along. And what's interesting, we didn't talk about it in the news, is Triple H released a very unique statement this week about Daniel Bryan,
mm-hmm.
which basically stated that, you know, if we feel it's not safe for him, he's not going to compete, you know, and basically they would need irrefutable evidence that it is in fact safe for him or he is going to be okay for them to let him compete. And it's kind of like, that's really interesting and really timely that they put that out when they did.
Well, they were being interviewed about a whole bunch of stuff at the conference in Los Angeles, so yeah.
Oh, I know, but still, it's interesting the way that he phrased it, because I just basically paraphrased what he said, obviously, but it's very just really, really, really interesting how that came out. And so, yeah, it's like, but at what point, because, you know, I asked this question, maybe we could talk about this next week, because I think we need a discussion next week, too, maybe, is at what point do you start believing the other doctors? Because how many doctors has he been to, and they've all said he's okay, versus the one that says he's not?
But again, the only doctor that matters is theirs.
Oh, I know, but could their doctor be wrong?
Maybe.
That's what I'm asking, is could all the doctors Brian's seeing be right and the WWE doctor be wrong, or is it that he's right and all the doctors that Brian is seeing is wrong? It's hard to say at this point.
We'll get into that another time.
Yes.
Because we can spend a long time talking about that.
Oh, yes.
Because we have. Things that happened on the show. AJ was interviewed by Renee Young on the top of the show. He was surprised that Daniel Bryan took him up on his sarcastic response last week. He's not sure where Daniel Bryan is, what position he has. Renee was trying to put basically AJ Styles in the middle between Shane and Daniel, and AJ was having none of it. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn came out, and they were, you know, talking about their opportunity coming at the Royal Rumble, and they'll be co-champions, the first ever WWE co-champions for the WWE Championship, because we know people have been co-champions before because they've been flawless. Jim McMahon was not happy with the situation being a handicap match, so he's making a handicap match up for this evening in the main event. It'll be Shinsuke Nakamura, Randy Orton, and AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, and they were not liking that. We have more tension between Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon on this show, as we mentioned. There were some awkward meetings between the two. Let's see. Becky Lynch took on Ruby Riott. The match was okay. Becky got the win. Sort of surprised because they've been pushing to Riott Squad, but it is what it is. Babyfaces need a win once in a while.
They do. They absolutely do.
The Bludgeon Brothers beat the Ascension in a minute.
Beardy Sons!
If you haven't seen the video between the Superstars impression between the Ascension and Breezango, go check it out on the YouTube channel of WWE.
It's awesome. It's amazing.
Mojo Rawley advance in the U.S. title tournament. No shocker there. It's also not a shock when, you know, one of the participants doesn't even get an entrance.
No.
Kind of know where that direction was going.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, God. Jason, not Jason. Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin came to the ring, and they just talked about the referee stealing their title. They just talked, and they talked, and they talked. It was like, oh, my God, they could have got their point across in 2 minutes, or like 7 or 8. They also had, Chad Gable was wearing a shirt where it looked like they just sewed on a patch in the front of it that was really too big because he cut the shirt, and yeah, it looked really weird.
Yeah, it was a little bit awkward.
Daniel Bryan eventually would come out. They started talking some more. Talked about the referee's decisions being final, and basically Daniel Bryan made it up to them by giving them a 2 out of 3 falls match at the Royal Rumble for the tag team titles. So there's that. That should be a fun match.
That should be a really fun match, yeah.
If they're given enough time. We had strategy meeting with AJ Styles, Randy Orton, and Shinsuke Nakamura, and they teased some more Shinsuke and AJ Styles.
I'm okay with this.
Because he too sweeted the belt.
He did too sweet the belt.
English and Rusev lost to Breezango in a little bit of an upset. They rolled up Rusev. Kind of a little surprised.
Well, again, the babyfaces need to get the win every once in a while.
And the babyfaces won in the main event, beating Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. The match was, Shane came out and made the match no count and restarted the match as they got counted out. Or they were trying to get counted out. Then the match ended in the disqualification. Shane came back and said, nope, there's going to be no DQ. And then eventually they got the pin after the RK. The Kinshasa and the RKO.
Quality match.
Quality match. Quality main event. Solid show. Nothing over the top. But it was a quality match.
Yeah, I think they went sort of baseline. They started to set some stuff up for Rumble, but I think they're going to kick it into high gear in the coming weeks, obviously, as Rumble approaches. But they have time, so I think they're taking their time.
They are taking their time. But on this show, we got some updated announcements for Raw 25. We have, I believe, The Godfather. This is where I'm trying to find the list. I thought I had the list. Apparently not. Give me
You're supposed to remember.
I thought I could remember them off the top of my head, and I couldn't remember
okay.
them off the top of my
We're
head.
Just going to talk about the big one, because there are lots of names on this list, but there's the big name. The name that hasn't been with WWE in a hot minute, and that's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Well, we talked about him already, but you know, man, you can talk about him.
Well, I'm trying to give you time.
I know. Oh, I'm looking for them. Keep going. Talk about Stone Cold.
So this is the first time in probably what, since WrestleMania was in Dallas,
mm-hmm.
that Stone Cold has been with WWE or has done something with them. So do the math on that. It's awesome that he's coming back, that he's going to do something for Raw 25. Nobody is really sure what yet. It's going to be a surprise either way. So that's pretty cool news. It's also being speculated that The Rock may do something. He's probably going to record a video or something, but nobody's sure on that. Again, that's all speculation, but you kind of can't do Raw 25 without The Rock and Stone Cold.
No, you can't. A name that hasn't been announced, but will be announced, that will be announced probably on Monday is Mean Gene Okerlund. He's going to be on Raw 25. And Eric Bischoff is reportedly going to be on the show as well.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. To go along with another former Authority figure, Teddy Long.
Holla holla player. Tag team match. And The Undertaker's going to be there!
So is Brother Love.
Taker's gonna kill Brother Love.
Oh, yes. Sergeant Slaughter, former commissioner, Ted DiBiase, the Boogeyman, the Godfather, as mentioned, People Power, John Laurinaitis.
Hey!
So there you go. Alright, that's SmackDown and Raw 25 of NXT.
NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So, stuff happened.
Stuff happened. Lots of stuff happened.
You were there for it.
I was there for it.
So, the main crux of the show was about the NXT tag team titles. Backstage, it was supposed to be Sanity versus Undisputed Era. Undisputed Era attacked Sanity backstage, causing the matchup not to happen. William Regal was like, you guys are going to defend your belts. No matter what. And then Roderick Strong came out. He was like, I'm going to go back and find a partner. He didn't even go anywhere. Aleister Black came out and goes, as will I. So the main event was Roderick Strong and Aleister Black taking on Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish for the NXT Tag Team titles.
And a great match.
Really
good. Absolutely great match.
Good match. Could have used some more time, but good match. And it saw the Undisputed Era retain after
some shenanigans by Adam Cole.
Adam Cole distracted Aleister Black, taking him out of the match. Undisputed Era got the win. Then they laid out Aleister Black after the match. Afterwards, William Regal was like, as they were celebrating, Philadelphia has an extreme history. And the match between Adam McCole and Aleister Black at TakeOver Philadelphia will be Extreme Rules.
Ooh.
We also saw on the show Leo Rush get mauled by Lars Sullivan.
He's a big, hairy man in person. Mm-hmm. Not Leo. The other one. Lars.
Lars.
He's a big man. And well, that isn't necessarily the news on this one. The news is that Lars Sullivan called out Killian Dane.
Yep.
Which yep. We're all like, somebody go get him. Somebody go scrape him up off the floor.
Yep.
Because we want it.
Yep. Cashizono beat Raul Mendoza.
In a really good match.
Shayna Baszler beat Dakota Kai via referee stoppage.
I felt really guilty about this because I kind of have a little bit of a crush on Shayna Baszler. And then she murdered Kiwi Wifey and I just wasn't okay with it a minute. Now I'm fine.
After the match, she attacked her arm. She put on the rear naked choke. Ember Moon made the save. They're doing injury angle with Kai to show how awful a human being Shayna Baszler is. She's been doing some great videos from the Performance Center where she's just choking out fellow women. Ember Moon made the save in one of those videos, and she made the save here. So it all ties together.
Yeah, it made a little bit more sense when we got to see the setup video. Or I got to see the setup video for the match because, you know, they don't show you everything when you're at TV. So I got to, you know, seeing the setup video between Dakota Kai and Shayna Baszler. It's like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why they fought beyond they just fed Dakota to Shayna.
And also, Johnny Gargano was being interviewed and Velveteen Dream walked up and told Mr. Gargano not to say his name, but to say thank you. Because if it wasn't for Velveteen being hurt, Johnny would never get the opportunity that he has now. Because he replaced Velveteen Dream in the tournament, and that's where that goes. So, looks like we're going to get Gargano and Dream, possibly, right? Right? Maybe.
I don't want to spoil it, but what it does lead to is beyond epic. It's amazing. The fact that they gave it away for free is a little bit of a crime.
So, we'll also know it's the Street Profits versus Authors of Pain next week for a shot of the tag team titles at TakeOver. That said, give us your overall impressions being at NXT.
Okay, so whoever does the pre-show playlist has really, really good taste in music. They were playing like a 80s pop playlist before the show, which is awesome. I have been in the presence of Mauro Ranallo. It's a religious experience. I recommend that anybody that can do it, please do it because he's awesome. And he is very loud.
They say you can hear him in the crowd?
Yes, you can. It did. Even with the crowd going, you could hear him over the crowd. On some occasions.
I'll give your crowd this thing.
Hmm.
You guys were a lot louder than the Full Sail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that was obviously the first show that they taped. So we were at maximum energy, but the crowd gets drunker as it progresses. So I think we actually get louder.
Hey.
As it goes on. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Lars Sullivan, like I said, is a big hairy man. Leo Rush is tiny. I got to see, you left out Scottish Wifey.
Oh, yeah. They Undisputed Era cut a promo and after the attack about the match, and Scottish Wifey, Nikki Cross, came out and was going after, trying to get after the Undisputed Era and was being held back by security.
Which we were all chanting, let her fight, because we wanted them to let her fight.
Which was tremendous.
Yeah, it's like, let her fight them. She'll at least get O'Reilly. I don't know about Fish, but she'll at least take down O'Reilly before she's done. But yeah, that was awesome, because basically she did. She came running out and they had to tackle her on the stage and stop her from, you know, trying to kill someone. But that was really well done. I felt bad for the guy that was sitting next to me, because he was there for Undisputed Era, and that was it, and they came out once in the first show. Spoiler. So I felt a little bad for him. But other than that, it was an awesome experience. I'm debating whether I want to go do it again or not, because it was fun, but it was really exhausting, and parking is very limited, so gotta think about that one. But yeah, there are some really, really great shows in the next 2 weeks. Just saying. Y'all are in for a treat.
So there you go. And we'll have the recap the next one next week.
Yes. Yes, we will.
But that's our show.
That is our show. So, well, you got plugs to do.
I do have plugs to do. Trying to get this to go where I want it. There we go. Saturday night, midnight edition, it's CB Radio. We're doing the Greater Than Great Debate Cereal Edition. What is the greatest cereal of all time? Find out this Saturday night, midnight edition, CBRadioLive.com. CB Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter, and as mentioned, .com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Wrestle Talk Radio returns Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to do a full 2 hours of pro wrestling talk this Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, at WTR Sunday night on Facebook and Twitter. Monday night, it's Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday night, twitch.tv/rackradioshow is WTR Sims, presents WTR Championship Professional Wrestling. Archives can be found at youtube.com/rackradioshow, which will also have a variety of different WWE 2K18 content coming during the weeks leading up to WrestleMania. We're doing a Road to WrestleMania series on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/rackradioshow. Make sure you follow us on all the social medias at Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Instagram, Tumblr, you know it, the whole deal. Instagram, we post there at night, Rack Radio Show. At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, and all that fun stuff.
So you can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LNSWARD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitters.
Hold on. It's liked by Trent Seven.
It's Trent Seven approved, y'all. Including the new stuff, is Trent 7 approved? Don't know about the other two. I'm sure Pete Dunne was horrified. But I'd very much like a reaction video, just saying. So yeah, follow me on the socials. It's all out there. And, well, you should also totally follow our very fine sponsors, Gerbeck.net, Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211, and FightBooth.com, because they're all awesome and we love them. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back next week. Till then, bye! I don't wanna be the reason for your love no more. Bye, bye! I'm trying, but I'm trying enough. I don't wanna be the loser and I've had enough. I don't wanna be your fool in this game for two. So I'm leaving you behind.
WildTalkRadio.com.